welcome to another episode of Tech at Work, the show where we talk about the trends and technologies disrupting the world. We talk to the CXOs who think like disruptors and act like startups. Today, we're going to talk to one of the most successful global startups, which has disrupted the entire transportation industry worldwide, Uber. No other company till date has been able to create a global operating system for a predominantly physical sector at the scale at which Uber has done. India now is, in fact, Uber's only major market in Asia after it sold operations in China, Russia, and 8 other countries across Southeast Asia. India accounts for a little more than 10% of its global traffic, according to reports. And the beauty of Uber is the product, which is both neat and seamless from a user interface and user experience point of view. And at the heart of it is the geolocation techniques, which can match the riders to nearby cabs, features to improve safety, optimizing routes, surge price, schemes to balance supply and demand. To talk more about Uber, the product, we are joined by Shirish Andhari, the India head of product. Shirish, thanks so much for speaking to CNBCTV18.com. Uber's cultural norm is build globally, live locally. Can you talk a little bit more about that, and how is India different from the rest of the countries?
First of all, thank you, Reema. It's a pleasure to be on your show, and thank you for that great intro. So build globally, live locally is one of our cultural norms. And it has to do at the root with Uber's distributed global development and the idea that inspiration and problem solving can happen anywhere around the world as long as there's talent and there's a passion for solving big, hard problems that the world is facing. In terms of India and how it's different, you know, where can I start? Particularly from an Uber business standpoint, you could start with the vast and diverse user base that we have, our riders. They have varying mobility needs. That's number one. The second is, you know, our demographic of driver partners is very different from the rest of the world in terms of both the regulatory requirements and their backgrounds and what motivates them. The third is also the terrain or the context. India, with its diversity and burgeoning growth, you know, in terms of tech, has varying levels of tech savviness around the country. The roads and the terrain that we have in India is also moving very rapidly, but at various stages as well. And all of this, you know, brings together a very interesting mix of challenges for a tech team like ours over in India. I like to say that many of our ideas and solutions that we bring to the rest of the world are inspired by some of the challenges that we want to solve for our riders and our driver partners here in India.
Okay, so one of the challenges which Indian drivers face is that their phones have limited screen space, processing power, as well as memory capacity, which you overcame with your product Uber Lite, which was 100% built in India, and now it's used in more than 16 countries. Can you tell us a little bit more about Uber Lite?
Absolutely. So Uber Lite is a new, light, instant, and simple version of the Uber Rider application. And this particular application has been built expressly for our emerging markets like India, Brazil, Mexico, and others. The genesis of Uber Lite has to do with, you know, Uber's rapid growth. So as you know, we've crossed more than 10 billion trips already since our inception. We are in 600 plus cities around the world. Yet, you know, something that wakes us up every day is that we are just a small percentage point of the total transportation that happens around the world, and that the magic of Uber has not yet reached everybody. When we dug deep into this, we found that some of our riders in these markets had challenges with respect to our existing application, which has worked really well for some users, but particularly with users who have older Android devices, limited capacity. These users tend to also be in spotty network conditions. And thirdly, there's a vast cohort of users coming in month over month who are just now getting introduced to the idea of a smartphone. The result is, you know, with the phone capacity, people ended up sometimes deleting the application in favor of social media or photos. We wanted to make sure that they always had Uber nearby. Second, the spotty network conditions caused them to be very frustrated when they were booking a ride. Sometimes the request didn't even go through. And finally, they were still new to constructs like maps and the understanding of geolocation and the visual constructs of geolocation. All of that led to the idea of Uber Lite, which is a lighter application. It's 85% lighter than our core application. It uses 1/5 the network data. It's very thrifty on data and works really well in poor conditions. And more importantly, we innovated on the user experience. We added a very, very simple guided flow. It's very uncluttered. It allows new users to make very simple decisions to the booking experience and guides them with taps, because these small phones don't even have enough screen space to allow for a keyboard to come up. So all in all, we created a light, instant, and simple experience for these riders based on insights that we have derived through our research, as well as what our data was telling us.
Okay, so what's next? What are the other changes that you're looking to make to the Uber product to cater to the Indian markets?
I think the launch of Uber Lite has been a huge milestone for us, but we aren't satisfied with that. The next question that comes up from our users often is, you know what, I love that now the app allows me to access Uber really well, but how can I make it more of a habit? Can you give me a ride that is affordable so that I can use it every single day? Can you make my affordable ride safe, comfortable, predictable year-round so that I can make it a habit? And that's kind of the next frontier that we are looking at.
Can you tell us at least a little bit about the solutions which are under consideration to make Uber a habit, to make it more affordable, convenient, as well as safe? That's one of the challenges you spoke about. What are the potential solutions to that?
Yeah, I think there are a variety of areas that we are exploring. I think some of the areas, let's take Uber Lite, for example. One of the things that we had talked about early on with Uber Lite as a core principle was in my language, at my pace. We are exploring the notion of vernacular, for example, in helping ease the booking experience for the diverse base of riders that we have here in India and around the world. So that's one. In terms of affordability and making Uber a habit, you may have recently heard about the launch of Uber Bus in Cairo, which is a higher capacity transportation option that we offer to our riders. We would be looking into those ideas as well with respect to the rider bases here in India, as well as the availability of driver partners and the fleets that could make that happen. The third area is, you know, if you think about the penetration and the usage of smartphones, it's been great, but there's still an audience that is more comfortable, for example, with a phone call or voice. And we've been experimenting with the idea of a simple phone call, making it possible for someone to get to an Uber very quickly near their apartment or wherever they might be. And so looking at all of this, you know, think about vernacular, more comfortable media for you to book through, making it more affordable, and then also reaching out to audiences who so far have only been limited to the smartphones are just some of the areas that we intend to touch on.
Let me pick on the point of the Uber Bus launch in Cairo. Now, public modes of transport in India are extremely crowded, whether you take bus or you take train. Would Uber be considering a private bus or a private train, or would you look to collaborate with India's buses and trains and the system and network that's there?
If I heard you correctly, the question was, you know, would we consider private or public for this particular option? I would say multiple modalities is something that we are focused on. We want to enable predictable, safe, reliable transportation for everyone around the world. The Uber bus concept is a private concept. However, you know, particularly here in India and, of course, around the world, we work very closely with the regulators and the policymakers to understand how Uber could play a role as an overall platform for transportation in partnership with these agencies as well. So I think it's going to be a combination of both over time, and we are very, very excited to make that happen in the spirit of bringing mobility to everyone, making rides easier, and also a livelihood for our driver partners.
How soon can we see an Uber bus in India?
I don't have the exact numbers yet or the dates, but I would just say very soon, because again, this is, I believe, a very compelling option for our riders around the world, particularly in emerging markets where affordability and price sensitivity is a key factor to them making safe, reliable transportation like Uber a habit.
So 2019?
Possibly.
Okay, we leave it at that.
I was going to say the other aspect of some of the tech investments that we are making. There's a team that's working on maps over here as well. And one more really exciting development that I'm personally thrilled about is we are forming a full-blown customer obsession team over here. Customer obsession team focuses on leveraging tech to change the game in terms of how our riders and our drivers will receive support for all their queries and questions and some of the challenges they might face on a day-to-day basis. This team is going to apply AI, ML, and other data-driven techniques to build out great experiences so that the customer experience that we have for our riders and drivers is going to be to a level that everyone's going to be excited about.
In fact, if you could just shed some more light on how you are planning to use artificial intelligence, machine learning to improve the entire user interface as well as user experience. What's in the pipeline?
So as I mentioned, I think customer obsession is a great area. We have the information about these hundreds of millions of trips that happen. We have an understanding or patterns of understanding of when and where challenges might occur for both our riders and our driver partners. I think some of the most obvious areas are through the booking experience on trip, but particularly also in the area of safety. I'm very excited about using all of this information that we have into insights and then ultimately products and features that continue to raise the bar on the kind of safety that we offer for our rides. Particularly when it comes to our female riders and helping them feel safe and comfortable when they ride with Uber.
How can, say, artificial intelligence or machine learning make a female rider feel safe? Can you elaborate a little bit more on how you are using these technologies to improve the entire experience?
I think it has to do with understanding the patterns, understanding patterns that allow us to then detect possibly scenarios that might be unsafe for someone. Let's take an example. Let's imagine that you have a ride that's happening in the middle of the night because you are about to go to the airport. And potentially, and hopefully in an unlikely scenario, the car breaks down in the middle of the road. Well, the data can detect the fact that this trip stopped or possibly ended well before its destination. The data can also learn from the fact that when these kinds of situations happen, particularly after midnight, along certain routes, for example, and in particularly in conditions when certain types of riders are riding on that trip, that it could potentially be an unsafe situation. And what we could do then is through the data, trigger an alert and have our call center, for example, call and ensure that both the rider and the driver partner are in a safe place. That same information can then be used to potentially dispatch another ride in the event that the car has truly broken down, for example. But these are just this is just a simple example of detecting an anomaly, using patterns of data for routes where maybe some of this stuff has happened before, and surfacing it through tech in a much more reliable and consistent way versus somebody actually calling or the rider or the driver themselves triggering that that action.
Okay. India is a highly competitive market and you are locked in a regional battle with players like Ola in India. How is the product and the tech proposition at Uber different compared to competition?
So I can't speak for the competition. I would say, we have, Uber has a very, very customer-focused playbook. We have some of the smartest minds over here at our offices as well, at our labs and also across the world. The combination of customer obsession, hiring the right kind of people who are passionate about solving transportation problems, and then being adjacent to markets that kind of inspire us to come up with solutions is really the place we focus on. I can't comment to how we are better or different than the competition.
Shirish, thank you very much for your time and speaking to CNBCTV18.com. So there you have it, Uber, the global king of logistics and delivery of all things people, of people and things. Thank you very much for joining in.
And do remember to subscribe to the Tech at Work podcast on Apple, Google and other platforms like Audio Boom, Radio Public. You can watch the videos on YouTube and send in your feedback on Twitter @Rima Tendulkar.